Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. I know that your English will improve today. My name is Rebecca. What do you like to do for fun? Do you like to spend lots of money? Or would you rather do activities that don't require a lot of money? Well, today we have a lesson that is called Frugal Fun. In this lesson, we are going to learn all about having fun on a budget, that is, not having to spend a lot of money. So the things that we want to talk about is, first, get outside. What does that mean? You're going to find out. And try a hobby. What kind of things are you interested in doing? Okay, friends, open up your magazines and let's go talk about frugal fun.
Frugal fun. Fun doesn't have to be expensive. Everyone likes to have fun, but not everyone has much money to spend. Here are some free or cheap ways to enjoy yourself. Get outside. Going outside in good weather can be a lot of fun, especially if you go with a friend. Hike or bicycle on a nearby path or in a park. If you live in a city, you can go window shopping. Or you can explore an old part of town and admire the buildings.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 frugal 这个形容词。Frugal 是指节省的，例如 Nick is frugal and he bargains all the time. Nick 非常节省，他总是爱讲价。或者是 Although Mark is wealthy, he lives a frugal life. 虽然 Mark 很有钱，但是他生活很节俭。Frugal 也指朴素的或简单的，例如 Freddie and his wife decided to have a frugal Christmas, so they didn't buy lots of expensive gifts.Freddie 和太太决定要过一个简单朴实的圣诞节，所以他们没有买很多昂贵的礼物。接下来我们看的是 hike 这个动词， hike 是指远足或健行。例如 Brenda hikes with her friends every Saturday. Brenda 每周六都会和朋友去健行。Hike 也可以当名词，例如 A hike in the woods always refreshes me. 森林里的远足总是可以让我神清气爽。Hike 的现在分词 hiking。H-I-K-I-N-G 也可以当名词，意思是指健行这种运动。例如 Matt loves camping, hiking and rock climbing. Matt 喜欢露营、健行跟攀岩。
So Gabe, you seem like the type of person that just loves to have fun.
Oh yeah.
Yes, so what do you like to do that's just fun?
You know, there's lots of good ways to have fun. I like to play games with friendsYou know what? Did I collect cards, Rebecca?
You collect cards? What kind of cards? Like, oh, I know. You collect like those little picture cards here at Studio Classroom.
No, not those kind of cards. Very funny. No. I collect playing cards. Yeah, because I like to play card games with other people, of course. It's more fun. And that's a great way to have fun. I also like hiking sometimes.And I like rock climbing, although I don't do that often. But rock climbing sometimes it can cost money. So that's not a cheap way to have fun, necessarily.
You're right. Rock climbing is a lot of fun. I've done it a couple times. But it can cost quite a bit of money. Well, you know, you mentioned several things, Gabe, that actually don't require a lot of money. And it's interesting because today's lesson is called...Frugal fun. I actually just love that word, frugal. If you do something, or if you are a frugal person, that just means that you don't spend a lot of money.
That's right. You know how to save money, and you know how to not spend a lot of money on something, right? You are frugal. Or are you frugal? We're going to have some frugal fun today. All you had to do was turn on the radio or the TV. You didn't have to spend money for that.Okay, let's continue here. Fun doesn't have to be expensive. I like that phrase. Something doesn't have to be, and then you add an adjective. How can you use that phrase?
I really like this phrase, too. As a matter of fact, I like it so much, I came up with some example sentences as to how to use this phrase. For example, your vacation doesn't have to be long. So let's say that you're thinking you really need some time off of work, but you're afraid that you can't take a certain number of days off. Well, guess what? Your vacation doesn't have to be long. Or, you know, maybe you're thinking of a present for somebody, but you don't have a lot of money. Your present doesn't have to be big.
Or it doesn't have to be expensive, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe you're planning a party. Your party doesn't have to be big either. You can just make it a small party. Or maybe you're in charge of planning the icebreaker for your event. You know, the icebreaker doesn't have to be difficult or complicated. Actually, the icebreaker should be easy or simple to learn. So think of another way to use that phrase. Something doesn't have to be some kind of adjective.
And of course, we're talking about frugal fun and how fun doesn't have to be expensive. And we are going to find out why in today's lesson. So we read right here at the beginning, everyone likes to have fun, but not everyone has much money to spend. I would agree that everybody at some point in time likes to have fun or needs to have fun sometimes. Have you ever met anyone and they're just really serious and you think, you just need to go have some fun, enjoy life?
Yeah, that's true. But often when it comes to fun, sometimes we think, oh, I have to go and spend money somewhere. If we're going to this tea shop to hang out, I have to spend money to buy some tea or coffee. If we're going to go out at night, oh, well, of course it's fun just to go to the night market, but maybe I should buy something there. So a lot of people think they have to spend money to have fun.
Well, here's some good news. We have some tips or some free and cheap ways to enjoy yourself. So the first thing that we see here in our lesson is get outside. Going outside in good weather can be a lot of fun, especially if you go with a friend. Hike or bicycle on a nearby path or in a park. And actually, earlier you mentioned, Gabe, that you love to go hiking.
Yes.
I also love hiking. I love biking. I love feeding the ducks. You know, if you go to a lake, you can just feed the ducks. Hey, that doesn't cost much money.
No, it doesn't. And that's one of the great things about living in a city like Taipei. Because it's a city, but it's surrounded by mountains and awesome hiking trails. Of course, you can do that for free. And, of course, it's good for your health. Well, we continue here. If you live in a city, you can go window shopping. And the great thing about Taipei is that you can go hiking. And the next hour, you can go into the city where there are shops and go window shopping. Especially if you need a window in your house, you can go shopping for windows. That's window shopping.
Wait. Hold on for just a moment, Gabe. I'm glad that you brought that up.
What?
When you go window shopping, that does not mean that you're actually going to look for a window. Have you ever gone looking for a window before?
Well, no.
Okay, well, let me explain. When you go window shopping, this just means that you are out and about and you're just looking at all the different stuff that shops sell. You're looking inside the windows. Oh, wow, there's beautiful stuff in there. But you're not buying anything.
Yes, I get it. In Chinese, some people say 逛街. So they're not necessarily going to buy anything. They're just looking around. So if you go to the night market, of course, you don't have to buy anything. It's fun just to look around. It's fun to go window shopping.
And I love window shopping, but something else I love to do is exploring old parts of town. And that's actually what our lesson says. Or you can explore an old part of town and admire the buildings, like Taipei 101. You can just go walk around, look up at the building.
That's relatively a newer building. Oh, Rebecca, right. Speaking of Taipei and old buildings and places, there's a place called Treasure Hill that I think that you need to check out. It's near the Gongguan area. It's near the river there. It's called Treasure Hill. Check it out.
We'll do so. Mm-hmm. Well, right now, it's time for us to check out Sing Out.
What kind of hobbies do you like? Are they hobbies that make you spend all your money? What kind of hobbies do you like? What if you could go out for free? Maybe go for a hike or take your bike for a ride. Take your camera out and we can take some selfies. Maybe write a song and sing it out with a friend.
With a friend.
You can be frugal with your hobby.
Hobby.
One, two, three, four. La, 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 la. La 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 la. What kind of hobbies do you like? Hobbies that make you spend all your money. What kind of hobbies do you like? What if you could go out for free?
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about frugal fun. Now, come on, I think everyone would agree that at some point in time, everyone likes to have fun. Well, today in our lesson, we're talking about some cheap ways that you can have fun, and you might not even have to spend any money. You can go window shopping, you can get outside and go hiking, biking, or even just walking around a lake. What about a hobby? Try a hobby. What does that mean? Well, I think we better continue with our reading to find out.
Frugal fun. Try a hobby. While you're out and about, take pictures of things you find. Planning and taking pictures can make you aware of the beauty all around you, and you'll end up with interesting photos. Photographic equipment can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be. You probably already own a camera or a cell phone that can take pictures. Other creative hobbies can also be done with basic materials. Drawing and writing require nothing more than a pencil and paper.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 photographic 这个形容词。我们看到这个字里面有 photograph 照片这个名词，所以 photographic 是指摄影的或者是摄影用的。所以它的重音是在 GRA 这个音节念成 photographic。例如 ,the photographic exhibition attracts a lot of visitors。这个摄影展吸引了许多参观者。photographic 也指如同照相一样精确的。例如 ,the detective has a photographic memory of all his files。这名警探对于自己所有的档案都有过目不忘的记忆力。所以我们看的是 creative 这个形容词。Creative 是指有创意的或者具有创造力的。例如 ,Mom's creative recipes sometimes don't really work. 妈妈具有创意的食谱有时候不太行得通。或者是 ,Hank is the head of our creative team. Hank 是我们创意部门的主管。它的动词是 create, C-R-E-A-T-E, 意思是指创造、设计或者是发明。例如 ,The guy who created this online game is now a billionaire.发明这个网络游戏的人现在已经是亿万富翁了。And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Okay, now it's time to learn about some different hobbies that you could try. While you're out and about, take pictures of things you find. Now, before we continue on with this idea, What about that phrase, out and about, Rebecca? What's that all about?
I'm so glad you asked, Gabe. If you are out and about, that just means that you're out of your home, out of your apartment, and you're walking around town, or you're just out somewhere, walking around.
Yeah, and we can use this phrase in different ways. If you're out and about, hey, while you're out and about, can you stop by the grocery store and pick up some milk while you're out and about?
And if you are out and about, can you please stop by for some tea? We can have tea time together. Wouldn't that be nice?
That's right. Now, often I use this phrase when the idea is more like there's not as much of a goal and you're just kind of out somewhere, right? I'm just out and about today. And that's what our lesson is kind of saying, right? If you're out and about, well, if you have your cell phone with you, you can take pictures of the things that you find.
Of course, speaking of taking pictures, our lesson says planning and taking pictures can make you aware of the beauty all around you. Actually, I would totally agree with that. After I've taken a picture of something and then I go back and look at the pictures, sometimes I realize after I look at the picture, how beautiful the place was that I went to visit.
That's right. And this is a great phrase to know, to make you aware of something. Maybe you know something now that you didn't know before or that you didn't appreciate before. For example, the news makes us aware of world events, right? Oh, you better be careful today when you're around the boss. You need to be aware of the boss's mood.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's say that you're out hiking and you see a sign.
Mm-hmm.
You could say that sign will make you aware of all the dangerous creatures that are out and about in that area. So beware.
Good use of both of those sentence patterns right there. So you can take pictures of the beauty that is around you. You'll end up with interesting photos. And there are other creative hobbies when we go down to our last few sentences, other creative hobbies that you can do. Drawing and writing require nothing more than pencil and paper. Now, speaking of writing, do you have good handwriting? Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about handwriting in the Info Cloud. Write that down.
It is said that your handwriting is just as unique as your fingerprint, and that properly studied can reveal 5,000 different personality traits.
Wow. Okay. Many believe this form of handwriting analysis, called graphology, is quite scientific. Well, if it is, then what does your handwriting say about you?
Well, for starters, if you write the letter Y with long tails, then you love to travel. Short tails mean you're a homebody.
If you write your words slanting to the right, like this, it means you're friendly and impulsive. Slanted to the left means you're introspective and reserved.
And no slant at all means you're ruled by logic, not emotion. Okay, have you ever seen people draw a circle rather than a dot for the top part of the letter I? Supposedly, people who do that are childlike, artistic, and playful. People who draw a small heart are even more so.
The pressure you put on your pen while you write also has meaning. Heavy pressure indicates you have a strong, intense personality, and you are quick to react to things. Light pressure means you're easygoing. Friends, what do you think? Is there any truth to handwriting analysis?
要分析一个人的心理、个性，有些人会看血型，有些人看星座，也有些人是研究一个人的handwriting笔记。 这种研究叫做graphology 笔记学。根据笔记学，如果你写的英文字字体是向右倾斜，你就是个友善但impulsive冲动的人；字体向左倾斜，就是introspective懂得自我反省但reserved沉默寡言的人。 另外呢，如果你写的歪有很长的尾巴，那你就是个喜欢旅行的人。如果写出来的歪尾巴很短，那这个人呢，应该是一个 homebody， 就是喜欢待在家的宅男或宅女。另外呢，有些人写 I 的时候， I 上面的那一点不是用点，而是画一个小圈圈，这种人可能童心未泯，有艺术天分，或是很爱玩。你觉得一个人的笔迹真的能够反映他的个性吗？这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hey, let's do something fun.
Good idea. We could go to an amusement park.
Or we could go see a movie.
Yeah. Do you have any money?
No. Do you?
No. I guess we'll just have to sit around all day.
Yeah.
Hey.So what if we don't have much to spend?
No money, no fun.
Let's find some cheap or free ways to enjoy ourselves.
Yeah. The weather's good. We could go outside.
Good idea. We can go hiking or biking. That'd be fun.
Yeah. Especially with a friend.
We can do some window shopping, too.
Why not?There's a department store nearby.
Or we can go to an old part of town and admire the buildings over there.
Right. Let's go.
Be sure to bring your camera.
My camera?
Yes. While we're out and about, we can take pictures of the things we find.
Planning photos can make you aware of the beauty all around.
And photos are not expensive.
Okay.I've got my cell phone. It can take photos.
And bring along a pencil and paper.
Why?
You can draw or write.
Oh, those are creative hobbies.
Exactly. And they require nothing more than a pencil and paper.
Right. I'm sure it'll be a great day today.
Okay, well, you can try a hobby. Maybe you can get outdoors.What else can you do for fun?
Well, we're going to find out tomorrow. So, friends, make sure you join us right here on Studio Classroom.